Hey guys, welcome to Central Coast Uncorked. Is that Cambria edition.
Is that your recording voice?
This is my recording voice.
Is that your recording voice again?
I'm trying to be more like Shanice and have a more delicate recording voice. Let me know if I'm succeeding.
Are you delicate like that wine?
I'm delicate like a flower. Anyways, today we're going somewhere I'm super stoked about. It's in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
At the shops at the Garden Shed, I think is what it's technically called.
Mm-hmm.
Called Twin Coyotes.
Yes.
And I love their little sign with two coyotes howling.
Yep. It is very cute.
I've heard good things about it, but I've never been here.
I have been here, but years ago. I think it was probably 2013, 2014, the last time I was here. So I am excited. I don't remember anything really about the wine, because it was like as part of an event
that
I was at for the Garden Shed, and it was kind of like a... They might not have even been doing, like, a full tasting flight. I think they might have just been pouring a few wines.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about the location, because it's, like, right in town.
It is. It's perfect if you're, like, walking around.
Yeah.
Cambria, like, doing a little shopping, want to pop in for a little wine.
Yeah. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah. So, we will head in and then let you guys know our thoughts at the end.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it as much as we hope to.
See you later.
Bye.
Story?
No. Have not. I have been in here probably maybe 4 years ago, but I think it was like when there was an event happening with the Garden Shed, and so I didn't really get any of the background or anything, so I'd love to hear the story.
All right. Well, my wife and I bought the vineyard in Paso Robles in 2007, and we named it Coyote Moon Vineyard. My brother wanted to start a winery with us. We were going to call it Coyote Moon Winery, but that name's already been taken.
Oh.
So we were having a little
locally?
No, it's in New York.
Oh, okay.
So we were having a little bonfire one night and dancing around, and the coyotes started howling, and we started howling, and somebody said, yeah, it's the Twin Coyotes, so the name stuck.
How cool.
So that's what we are. We have, we farm about 32 acres in Paso Robles. And we live out in Paso Robles, and we grow 6 varieties, and we buy everything local if we don't grow it. So.
Okay. So what brought you to have the tasting room here in Cambria?
We had a little tasting room we were sharing a tasting room with some other folks downtown Paso.
Okay.
And it was kind of, it didn't work out real well.
Yeah.
And there's like, I think there's 22 wineries downtown Paso right now.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. And a friend of mine was over here. She said, come over here. So we came over here and been here for almost 7 years now.
Cool.
So,
very nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wines for you guys to be making.
I know.
My goodness.
I keep trying to narrow it down, and then I get a deal on some grapes, or so I keep growing. Just too much fun to make different varieties.
So you're the winemaker.
We have a consulting winemaker. Signe Zoller is our winemaker.
Okay, cool.
She's pretty famous in the area.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, worldwide.
Yeah. But as far as like the vineyard and then sourcing the fruit, you play a big role in that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask some questions about that? Because I'm actually, so my neighbor, he used to make wine, and he has everything. Like, he's like a bottling wine and everything in a sea train in his backyard. And he's like, you know what? I'm never going to do anything with this. Like, do you want it? And I was like, okay, sure. And he's like, there's everything you need to make wine. He even has like barrels, but he's like, you probably either want to like re-soak the barrels or else just like get new ones. And I don't know anything about making wine, so it'll be a new adventure. And I don't like, I think the biggest thing I'm scared of is like, how do I get fruit? So do you mind if I pick your brain? Like, Do I just call up some vineyard and I'm like, hey, can I like get some fruit, or like, is there like network?
You can go online to different places.
Okay.
In Paso, we have the group called Independent Grape Growers of Paso Robles Area.
Okay.
IGPRA. And there's a classified section there that a lot of people will sell fruit on. Mm-hmm. There's other venues you can just go online, you can buy fruit.
Okay.
Call me, I'll sell you fruit.
Cool. So which varietals do you grow on your estate then?
We have six varieties that we grow. Petite Sirah, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Tempranillo in the reds.
Cool.
And then I have three whites, Verdejo, Vermentino, and Grenache Blanc.
Nice. I like this.
I do too.
It's like
easy drinking.
Yeah.
It's a pool wine for sure.
Is. And because I'm a little warm, I feel like this is perfect.
It's a great summer wine.
Yeah.
We do, in fact, we just did it Friday night. We do an oyster wine pairing on the Chablis, which is a boat that sails out. A dinner cruise kind of thing out of Morro Bay.
Yeah.
And we pair our Sauv Blanc with their oysters.
Mm. Kurt would like it. That.
You wouldn't.
No. Well, I might like it, but my body wouldn't.
We do a Malvasia Bianca.
I have never heard that word before. Is it a type of grape? Malvasia? Is that how you say it?
Well, that's what we think.
All right. I like that.
Might be wrong. We tried to look it up.
That's how I say it.
Have you guys been in before?
No. We tried to look it up, and there's a couple of different pronunciations of it, so we just say Malvasia.
Reds are on the other side. Malvasia. And where is that, like, where's that from? Is it a Spanish wine, or grapes, or?
Greeks.
Greek.
Okay. Greek I was thinking wine. Italy.
It's probably same thing.
Yeah.
That area.
Mediterranean.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot of the history on it. But.
I have seen it on a tasting menu before. But I can't remember where.
I feel like that's a new word for me.
Yes. So the label makes me think this is a wine I would want to drink in Hawaii. Is that accurate?
I mean, I kind of feel like I'd want to drink that anywhere. I really like that. Yeah.
So with the tasting, then people can just choose any of the six?
Yeah,
like
we do
a combination?
Yep, any six. Mix and match however you want. We kind of put them in the order we recommend, but we don't have any rules.
Well, it's kind of nice that you have a full flight for people who just want to do the white wines. They could do a full flight of white wines.
And we get that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, Signa, our winemaker, is pretty well known for her whites.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she does fabulous with the reds, too.
Have you always been in the industry?
No. No. I did oceanography for years. My brother was a fire captain. So.
Oh, wow.
See, we have the nutcrackers up here. One's a fire captain, and one's a ship captain.
Yes.
That's us.
That's cute.
This is our Chardonnay. A lot of people think Paso area is too hot for white grapes, especially. I think they come out really nice.
So the fruit in this is from Paso?
Yep.
Okay.
This is one of those that I don't grow Chardonnay, but so many people come in and ask for Chardonnay that sort of buying some grape.
That's nice. It definitely isn't... I think I would have expected it from knowing that it's coming out of Paso. I think I expected it to be a little bit bigger, but it's still really nice and light and like not
delicate.
Yeah, delicate. Like the mouthfeel
like
is really delicate. Yeah. This wine would pair nicely with you, Jake.
Because we're both delicate.
You're so delicate as you try to kill me in the store next door, knocking everything off the shelves.
I didn't mean to have been very clumsy. Really clumsy. So you guys, I know you have live music fairly often. Do you have like a regular schedule for that or just, it depends on the week?
We kind of, there's a couple other wineries here in town that do that. They have Friday night and Saturday night. So we've been trying Thursday nights and that is bringing some people.
Yeah.
So what are your hours then?
Well, it varies.
Depends.
It depends, too.
The hours are when the sign says open?
Pretty much.
All right.
What do we feel
like? I can work with that.
But during the summertime, we're open later than during the winter.
Oh, that's smart.
I understand. And is there a school from their electrical?
But and it varies. We're closed right now. We're closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we're debating that still. So.
Nice.
When the road was closed a couple of years ago, it really hurt us. So we were open 7 days a week for a while there, but that road closure killed us.
Yeah.
So we just cut it back to 5 days a week for now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So our next one is our rosé. So I've been making Grenache Rosé for years, and it's been
a beautiful color.
Real popular. This year I made Tempranillo Rosé.
Okay.
And I like it better.
It's like almost like perfumey a little bit on the nose.
It tastes really good. And like that strawberry lingers, which I like.
Imagine that with...
Who needs to eat strawberries when you can drink it?
And it goes good with strawberries. Imagine that with a like a turkey dinner with cranberry sauce and stuff. It's a great wine for pairing with any kind of a meal, actually. Yeah, it's easy drinking.
We got to stop talking about Thanksgiving because I want stuffing now.
Well, really I'm not going to have a hot dog party next this year, so I could do a midsummer Thanksgiving party instead.
This is Vermentino Verdejo and Viognier. Voluptuous. It's a little bit, slightly sweet. It's got a little bit of residual sugar left in it.
Okay.
Got everything in there. It's pretty good.
Oh, do you remember what it was? Or?
No. I have a video of it, but that's it.
Oh,
no. I don't know what his name was. They didn't say his name, did they? I don't remember.
And this was kind of in response. We had a lot of people come in and asking for a sweeter wine. So this is what we came up with.
And he had a band, but he wasn't with
it. It's definitely sweet, but like the sweet doesn't linger, which I like. Because sometimes with sweet wines, it's like eating a candy and like, you know, how it doesn't go away right away.
It's a syrupy.
Yeah, well, that's nice because that one like had a cleaner finish, I think. That would be nice with spicy food.
Yeah, it's tough here, yeah.
Because it seems like with those beef, I'd be fine with the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had
I suffer.
Really?
Everyone's got a histamine.
I feel like you must have, because I've had it a bunch of times.
It's a very unique flavor.
Yeah, I had some, I think it was in Croatia. And it wasn't, I like this better than I had in Croatia. Not in Croatia, I've never been to Croatia. Where did I go?
Corsica.
Corsica. I'm like, yeah,
when you went to Croatia.
Close. And then I woke up from my dream. And realized I was at home.
No, Corsica. I hear Croatia is beautiful, though.
You know, I think it is. It's like every time I go to San Diego. A few different people I follow on Instagram in the last, like, 3 weeks have all been in Croatia, so it was, like, on my mind earlier.
Yeah.
So I think this. Getting mixed up.
What was the favorite of your whites? So the Malvasia?
Yeah.
What can I get you next?
And I liked the rosé a lot.
I like the rosé a lot, too.
No hurry, I just only have an empty glass.
Yeah, probably those two are my favorite on this page.
Yeah, so this is fine for me.
Well, let's move on to the reds then. So that's our Tempranillo. That's the same grape that we used to make that Tempranillo Rosé.
Oh, okay.
It's just two different techniques.
And is that one that you grew?
Yeah, it is.
Do you guys... Are you organic farming or anything like that, or
we're sustainable?
Okay.
And we're going as close to organic without being certified as I can.
Cool.
I'm leaning that way. It just takes a few years.
It's kind of crazy. Like once I started, I didn't know very little about farming practices. But the more that like I learn about it, the more it's like, oh man, yeah, I definitely. I think it's really cool because I can't imagine how hard it is to be organic. And not use pesticides and stuff like that. Like, it must make the job a million times harder.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot with compost tea.
Okay.
And I'm loving it. It's I used to have to spray for insects sometimes 3 times, 4 times a year. In the last 2 years, I haven't sprayed at all.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Because I use compost tea. And the vines look better. They're healthier. They can fight off the insects themselves.
Yeah.
And the grapes turned out really nice.
That's so awesome. That's very cool. I like this one. It's for you. Mm-hmm. I think Kurt would really like that one.
I like that a lot.
The Tempranillo. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So this is our Merlot.
Did you see it here in Cambria?
Yeah, that's right up the road here.
Oh, okay. The antique shop. Okay. Well, that's
this is a 2016.
I've been looking for a picture.
I think it turned out really nice. It's one of my favorite wines. A lot of people still don't like Merlot because of that Sideways movie. But,
I gotta watch that movie.
It was on last night. I saw it.
I heard like somebody else was asking us about that movie.
Yeah, Ruby Sellers.
Oh yeah, and I was like, I've never seen it.
Keep looking until
So now, like, I have to watch it. Maybe I'll do that tonight.
Just YouTube the scene.
You're right.
What they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's several scenes that, where he drinks the spit bucket. And,
I've never seen it either, so I don't know.
Okay. It's worth seeing. It's a silly movie. It's
not really, but I would not have guessed that this is Merlot. I just didn't know. I feel like
Movie killed Merlot, and just everyone wanted Pinot after that.
Well, they filmed it in like Santa Ynez, right? Because that's kind of like Pinot.
Right.
Mecca.
Right. Exactly. At the Hitching Post restaurant.
Oh, put that on the map. Okay. All right. I'll watch it. So that way, next time someone makes a comment about it, I'll know it.
I like this one.
I do too. It's good. Yeah. I like it.
I think it would pair well with TV and pizza.
With TV?
TV. Yeah, I was watching TV before. And drink this one. Especially like if it was fall or winter and I had a fire going.
Yes.
That I would drink this one.
I do love a fire.
We're trying out this new thing where we pair the wine with like something other than food, like a situation or an occasion. It's very new. We just started today.
We just started today.
When you come to Cambria,
it pairs well with the patio.
Pretty much. Yeah.
We've been pairing a lot of the white wines with floating in the pool.
There you go. Yeah. In a plastic cup, I hope.
We like the corksicles. They have, you know, like a wine glass.
Yeah.
Has a lid.
I know, the lid is the best part.
I have, unfortunately, though, I'm embarrassed to admit, more than once
dropped it.
Like, set it on the steps of the pool, and it, like, floats down, and then it just gets full of water. And I'm like, oh, man, like, I've wasted so much wine like that.
So you're literally floating in a pool of wine.
I'm literally, I mean, it's probably been filtered out by now, but yeah.
So this is our, what we call our Paso Red.
I love the labels.
Yeah, kind of fun little. It's a very light Merlot Cab blend.
But I sleep so good when it starts. It's hard to wake up.
And there isn't a vintage listed on the tasting menu, but this is a 2012?
Yes.
And I don't get that experience. But you make it every year?
No.
Oh, no.
It just happened to be some barrels that I couldn't figure out what we were going to do with.
Yeah.
So I made it.
I do miss spending more time in Cambria. I like sleeping.
I do too.
Let's all move back. Let's all move.
There's a house for sale at the top of the driveway in the salon.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could go home and pee. That would be so great. But it's way overpriced. And it's only a 2-bedroom.
It's always better. Steve's wife.
So this is our 2015 Malbec. A friend of mine grows this for us in the Creston area.
Okay. Do you want to? Oh,
man.
I do love the color of Malbec.
Yeah, it's a nice wine.
I do love that color. That's nice.
It is nice. As I was smelling it, see, I have a really hard time with my descriptors, because as I was smelling it, I was like, okay, it reminds me of a berry. It's a dark berry. But it's like kind of tangy, and so then I was like, okay, is it like an unripe blackberry? But then when I read the description and it's a cherry, I was like, oh, it's a cherry. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, no, I told them that. So I was like, I actually would like to camp like at Lopez.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, we could camp for free at your driveway.
Yeah, and then we can just walk down into the camper. I mean, whatever you want
to. Is it far, like, to walk there?
So where do you want to go?
Yeah.
So if you want to get like to the water, to like a beach area, it's about like a mile, probably. A mile and a half. It's not a bad walk. We do it fairly regularly.
Yeah.
If you walk to the marina, it is 2 miles, I think. But then there's a little restaurant and like a wine and beer bar at the Zipline.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that.
And our neighbor was saying that she actually really likes their burger there better than the one at the marina.
I do love a good burger.
And that's only like a mile.
Maybe we'll do that.
So if you guys want, like, if anybody wanted to do ziplining, like.
Well, I don't want to do ziplining.
Or bring your bikes.
The bike that I rode once that I bought?
Right. So you can find
had it. To have it.
Yeah.
Had
remember
to have it.
You shit about that. You were like,
went way out of my way to get it.
I'm definitely going to ride it all the time. You wrote it one time and you were like, there was a hill and it was hard and I don't want to ride it
really
again.
Really hard.
I didn't say I didn't want to ride it again.
Bring your bikes out with you.
I rode it around the driveway all the time.
Bring your bikes out with you and we'll ride the bikes down there.
Maybe it's $10.
That'd be really fun. We got a little bike seat for Axel, but it doesn't fit on either of our bikes.
He could go in my basket. So I don't have a basket. I didn't get that.
I can't believe you only... I'm so upset now.
It's so cute, too. I don't even know where it is. I don't know where Kurt put it.
My God, Jamie.
It's not in the garage anymore.
How much money was that one again?
I don't know, like $400 or $500.
Oh, my God.
Because I've never wasted $400 or $500.
What have I wasted $400 or $500?
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of things.
There is not. I can't think of one thing. Okay, I bought a computer one time, and then I probably sold you a computer, so it wasn't a waste, because I got my money back.
Keep it in the microwave no more than 15 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that Malbec has some nice chocolatey, kind of smoky chocolate
flavors to it. Yeah, I think so. I get that, like, at the very back of my mouth.
Right. So this is our Cabernet.
What is your favorite wine to make?
To make?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. The dessert wine's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blend of four different grapes, and we don't have any, we're sold out right now, we do a chocolate dessert wine as well. That's kind of fun to do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
How do you make a chocolate dessert wine? Like, does it have chocolate in it?
Chocolate essence, yes. Yeah, it's chocolate.
Interesting.
Essentially, it's you make the red wine and then you add the chocolate essence to it.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. And you get this other bottle.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, we sell out of it. I mean, you can't keep it in.
Well, yeah, that seems like a very distinct thing.
Yeah. And people already love chocolate with their wine, so you can get it in one thing.
Right.
And then what is your favorite grape to grow?
I just like the way... Petit Sirah looks.
Yeah.
It's very dense clusters. Mm-hmm. Big, large clusters, very dense.
Yeah.
They're thicker skins, right, on Petit Sirah? Or are they?
They're a little thinner.
Oh, they
the
are?
Birds like, okay. Birds like Petit Sirah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't, sure you give you
birds don't bother the cab so much, but they like Petit Sirah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you grow your grapes trelliced?
Yeah.
Or where they're like all knobby? I don't know what that word is.
Head trained. No, we don't.
Yes.
We don't do any head trained.
Oh, okay.
Everything's on a trellis.
I liked the trellis because they look like they're holding hands, and I drive over 46 every day, and I imagine them playing like Red Rover.
What are they sending over?
I don't know. I just like Red Rover, Red Rover. Send more grapes over. I don't know. It's what I think of. But the other ones are like so dramatic looking.
We do it's called a modified California sprawl on the trellis, where we leave the... We raise the wire on the east side, so it gets the morning sun on the grapes, and then we leave the sprawl on the west side, so it provides some shade in the heat of the afternoon. So.
Cool. Ooh, short ribs. That would be good with short ribs.
This smells really good. Like, I just want to keep smelling it.
Mm-hmm. I love the color of Petit Sirah, too.
You know, Petit Sirah used to be used mostly as a blending wine because it adds that color and a little structure to the wines.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great standalone wine.
I think it's probably one of my favorite standalone wines. Like, I, generally speaking, always like it.
Yeah.
I like this. It's like got nice texture and structure, but then it still has like a lot of fruit into it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've won a lot of awards with this wine.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's kind of our flagship. So what do you think of the Petit Sirah?
I like it a lot, yeah.
I want to keep drinking it, but I need to, I gotta drive to it later, so.
Then we do a dessert wine. We call Stowaway.
I love the name. And I like the little description. Stow this port style dessert wine away.
So we have a brownie that goes with that.
Oh.
It has the port baked into the brownie. Would you like to try it? Look, it pairs beautifully with it.
Sure.
I just heated this up too, so it'll be nice and...
Nice.
This is one of the labels I designed.
Oh, that's cool. Cute.
Yeah, take a picture of that one. I really like this. I don't typically like dessert wines, but I've been exploring them more lately.
So this one's got about...
I like it with the brownie a lot.
It's got about 8.5% residual sugar. So it's not as syrupy as some.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. I don't like it when the mouthfeel is too, like, coaty.
Right.
And then just lingers too long. So this is nice because it doesn't do that.
Yeah, some of them taste like cough syrup.
Yeah, no, actually, yes. I like that a lot. I used to do a guy's hair when I lived in Santa Barbara, and him and his wife took their, like, teenage son and lived on a sailboat and sailed all over the world.
That's really cool, but mm-hmm. I would definitely be scared of the pirates.
Not yeah, no that I know of, no pirates came for this guy, but you never know. I feel like that's a story he would have shared, though.
Yeah. And they are all over Mexico.
Really?
And the Caribbean, yeah.
Crazy.
So how do you, like, avoid them?
Well, I was on
were
a big,
you ever taken by pirates?
No. I was on a big white research ship.
Yeah.
You know, that, there's no money on there. There's no guns or anything either, but they never bothered us.
Do you, so airplanes, you know, like they have technology where they can like detect the other airplanes in the airspace, right? So do boats have that too? So like you know what other boats are near you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of the ships now are being retrofitted with pirate repelling devices.
Oh.
Where essentially it's a there's different ways they can do it, but they use fire hoses to keep pirates from boarding the ships.
That's awesome. You just need to make fire hoses.
Yeah.
You're
so
fine.
They put all these fire nozzles around to keep the pirates from trying to climb up the side of the ship.
Oh,
and,
oh my god,
that's awesome!
That really happens.
Oh
like,
yeah,
they just like climb up the like in movies.
Well,
like
was old that movie? Movies? The Tom Hanks movie.
I don't think I saw that one.
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, there are definitely pirates.
I had no idea.
It's crazy.
And they use they do different things, but the fire hose is a big one, and then they dump chlorine bleach on them and. Just trying to keep them off the ship. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Thanks for listening to our episode that we recorded at Twin Coyote Winery. Twin Coyotes Winery.
Yes. I was pleasantly surprised that a lot of their wines were, like, estate grown.
Yes.
I don't know why in my mind, like, I thought it would be like the other tasting rooms in town that are
just
buying grapes. Yeah. They're not like growing it themselves. So that I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Really cool story behind the winery and vineyard as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always love when we go into a tasting room and it's like the owner, operator type thing. Like they always have more insight.
It makes it more like homey.
Yeah.
They have more interest and passion about their wines.
Right. I want to tell you more about it,
tell
you the story behind it. So that was really nice. I really like the tasting setup as well. So we did taste through all of the wines on the menu, but normally, you know, if it's just one person, you would pick six of
I think there was like, what, 19?
No. There was 12.
No.
13. 12 or 13.
13. Okay, 13. Yeah. Yes.
19 would be a lot.
I don't know where I got 19 from. I might have had 19 wines, but they weren't born 19. Ooh, and that last one had that delicious brownie.
Oh, yes. That was really good. Definitely, even if you think you're not a dessert wine person,
try it. I am not a dessert wine person, and I enjoyed it. And
I think not being a dessert wine person is like not being a white wine drinker.
True.
It usually means that you just haven't drank it enough.
Or found one that you like.
Right.
Felt like that one was very well balanced. Like sometimes they're so sweet.
Yes.
That I feel like I'm just drinking like a sugar.
Yeah. But it's really hard to blanket statement like all dessert. You know, that's what I'm finding. Like white wines, like I can't blanket statement say I don't like white wines.
I
really do.
Like maybe part of what I liked about that dessert wine too is the brownie that went with it.
Because
it complemented each other like so well.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You weren't just tasting the sugar in the wine. You know, there was more to it.
Yeah, the brownie was really good. I think I was like, can I get a second helping of brownie?
I think they sold them.
Oh, well.
I think. I don't know. I could be making that up.
But anyway, back to what I was originally trying to say. I liked that, you know, you could pick between the six, you know, whatever. Well, between the 13 wines, you pick six.
Between the 25 wines.
And they had enough wines that you could do a full flight of white wines if you're not a red wine drinker.
I thought that was very smart and super cool because there is always someone in a group who's like, no,
I'm only into this, or I only like reds, or I only like whites, but the white people usually get the short end of the stick.
Those white people. They're just so underprivileged.
The white wine drinkers are discriminated against.
Unlike in the real world.
Okay, this is going to get inappropriate really quick.
Anyway, we enjoyed our time at Twin Coyotes Winery.
We did.
We do want to mention that they obviously, like, so industry discount is pretty standard everywhere, but unlike other places, they also do a veterans discount.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. 10% off of glasses of wine as well as bottles.
Yes.
Which, you know, I mean, that adds up. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and they do, the discount applies to their branded
merchandise,
but that was like shirts and sweatshirts.
Yeah.
It is not a discount on the tasting fee, but, you know, if
you buy
get
two bottles of wine and that's waived. Yeah. I thought they were super nice. I'm so glad we came here. They had that one white wine, which name I don't remember now.
Malvasia.
I really liked that a lot.
I keep wanting to say Malvasia. Like,
wow, that's a new word.
Asia.
You're definitely like making up your own.
Well, it could be pronounced Malvasia.
No, it's not that. No, I'm sorry. No.
Malva, so Malva. Gia, S-I-A.
You're reaching.
Malvasia.
Sure. Shanice is going to start making her own wine and call it Malvasia.
it's the Mall of Asia.
Yeah.
You know, like the Mall of America, gosh. It's Mall of Asia.
Yeah, in a bottle.
Anyway, we're going to sign off on that note.
Yes.
You can check out Twin Coyotes Winery in Cambria. You can also find them online through Facebook or Instagram. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Central Coast Uncorked. Check out our app under the same name and our website as well. And on that note, we will see
you guys next week.
See you next week.